You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today for the conclusion of my interview with Connie Albers that was recorded live during the Homegrown Generation Family Expo. If you haven't heard parts one and two, you'll want to go back and listen. Now enjoy the rest of our conversation. So yes, let's talk a little bit more about that. It's a fantastic book, Parenting Beyond the Rules. And we actually, you and I did a podcast on this.
We did.
It was probably a year ago, right? It's been I can't believe it's been out that long. But so you can go back and listen to the podcast. But for now, yes, let's, can we, do you have it in front of you, Connie? Can we kind of breeze?
Do I have that book in front of me?
Do you happen to have your book in front of you?
I just happen to have a whole stack.
Nice.
If I'm only sorry you could that hand this them lighting out. Is right.
That's okay.
I wish I wasn't so washed out. I did put makeup on today just for you guys.
Oh, you look great.
Okay, so I want to talk about the book. I want to just address one thing.
Sure.
People, and it kind of goes back to what you just said. No, our children aren't going to be masters of everything, but we want to teach that they master the things that they are learning, right? We want to help them manage those weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We want to help them excel in their strengths. And how does that relate? I know I got to be quick.
No, you're okay. We're good.
All five of the kids went on to college on academic scholarship. And I get asked, how did you do that? You had an artist and you had an engineer and you had a filmmaker and a hospitality person, not making fun of hospitality, but hospitality is kind of like that. And you had a communications guy. How did you do that? Well, I taught them how to master their strengths and then how to manage their weaknesses. So you're not really good in like calculus. You struggle in geometry. You excel in writing. All right, here's what we're going to do. On those standardized tests, whatever, you know, the hoops that you have to jump through, we're going to zero in and we're going to focus. And I'm going to help you see where you stumble and where you excel. And when that happens, they're able to you know, master those tests and get into their school. How do they get through school? Well, again, they know where their strengths are. They know where to go when they hit a pitfall, and they know what to do when those weaknesses are creeping up on them and overwhelming them. So I just wanted to follow up with that. Now, back to the book, of course. I love it. All the five paintbrushes represent my children. There's story to this paintbrush because our lives are story. And what you and Garrett are doing with the girls is you're writing a story that will one day be told by your children and your grandchildren. And this is, hold that book back up again.
Sure.
Because what's so important about this book is your child is a masterpiece in the making. And God is the architect. He knows what that painting is supposed to look like. And he has asked you, mom and dad, to help paint that picture. If you'll notice, there's five different paintbrushes with five different colors and five different shapes. Why?
Yeah.
Because not every brushstroke will work.
Yeah.
Not every color is going to be in the masterpiece of your child's final painting. And that's what I want parents to do is paint a picture of possibilities of what their child can do and how we as a family, and I always talk about a family unit, we are the Albers, Albers in action. And they'll tell you to this day, they'll laugh now, oh, we are the Albers. That's okay. I don't care. Now they think it's like a badge of honor. there's power in being part of a family.
Yeah.
And they know that. And they know that I was not trying to create a bunch of mini me's. I am in a family of all introverts and I'm the extrovert. So I drive them all crazy. But God is the architect. When you seek him and you say, God, I need the colors of grace and forgiveness. I need to add a little bit more character training over here to this area, to this child that maybe doesn't tell me the truth all the time, or maybe is a little secretive. I need to see what is missing so that I can add just a few touches here or there, whether that's listening, that's monitoring your mouth. It's maybe even starving your own fear. I talk about squashing the fear. Sometimes we have a hard time parenting or homeschooling because we're afraid that what others will think, afraid our children will reject us or our values, afraid peer pressure, afraid that we're going to fail or that our children are going to embarrass us. We have to squash that fear. We have to understand our child's world. It's very, very different. We talked about it with social media, but just beyond social media, their world is different. What they used to read about a famine in a history book, they now just check out on Twitter when they go to news trending. How about Twitter trending? they go to trending. Your children can see live action, that tsunami that's wiping out people. They can see the NASCAR accident, whether you have a television or not. Understanding the world that we're living in and then engaging in that world and not being afraid to enter in and have those conversations and not being afraid to talk about tough topics. Yeah. They're prevalent in our children's ages. They don't know what to think about some of the stuff that they hear. Is mom and dad just a prude? Is mom and dad really know what they're doing? Or are we, you know, just not with it? No. When they know that we are engaging with them and that we're listening to them and that we're starving our own fear and that we're having those hard conversations, that our family is a unit, that we're going to do life together, not just homeschooling, because you turn the tassel. There's so much more than homeschooling. There's life beyond that. I want my kids to call me on Thanksgiving and say, "Hey, mom, what time is dinner?" I don't want, "You are coming for Thanksgiving, right?" Who wants that? Yeah. I wanted this. What can I bring? I wanted my children want to be around when they didn't have to be around. I wanted them to call me and say, "You want to go get lunch?" when they could go with a friend.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. And that's the goal of Parenting Beyond the Rules. I want the parents to have confidence and joy in knowing that these are God's children, that he has faithfully asked you to show up every day and build that family, and that building your family is your life's greatest work. That's the thing that matters to the Lord.
Last year, our family discovered Knotgrass History, and we love it.
Knotgrass History helps history learners become history makers. All Knotgrass History curriculum combines narrative lessons, historical novels and biographies, activities for a variety of learning styles, and most importantly, a Christian worldview.
Knotgrass History is great for all ages. My mom uses it with my sister and me, who are 5 years apart, and we all love it.
To find out if Knotgrass History is right for your family, visit knotgrass.com and download the first 3 units for free.
That's knotgrass.com.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
I love that. And I love your commitment to your relationship with your kids. And one of the things that you have done with your kids, and we'll get to a couple of these questions here. But I wanted to say real quick, one of the things that you did with your kids was that you opened up your home. You were very hospitable to your kids and to their friends. And so you would allow them to bring their kids there. You would allow your kids to bring their friends over anytime just to hang out. And so then you had relationships with their friends as well. And I think that's so important. So oftentimes, you know, we're like, well, our house is a mess, or we don't have, you know, enough food, or we don't have a big enough house or whatever. So we can't, your friends can't come over. Why don't you go to your friend's house? And you know, I love that your home was just the home that was welcoming and open, and you allowed your kids and their friends to just make that home. And we've told our girls that, you know, while we're in a wonky home situation right now, because we're still doing the traveling thing. But when we have a house again, you know, we've told our girls, you know, your home is as much your home as it is our home. So when you want to have friends over, we've given them free rein. If you want to have your friends over, call me up and say, hey, mom, I'm bringing over so-and-so and so-and-so. And the answer is going to be yes. And because it should be a place of welcome. It doesn't belong to us. It's not our house. It belongs to the Lord anyway. And so make it a place of ministry. So the name of the book, Natalie, is, it's called Parenting Beyond the Rules. And it's Raising Teens with Confidence and Joy by Connie Albers. And it's an excellent book. You guys definitely want to get. I saw on here that someone already purchased it.
Thank you.
So here's a question. It says, can you talk about recognizing a difference in maturity versus age as parents determine when it's appropriate to slow kids' access to the world through media and social media?
Oh, what a great question. We actually had that. One of my sons actually said, I should be able to do this. And I'm like, why? Well, because I'm 17, I'm like, great, you've reached a number. Yeah. That's all it is. But that's a great question. When you're determining maturity, it's really, how are they handling the responsibility? Are they making wise decisions when you give them that? If you tell them, for instance, you are going to be able, let's say you have an older teen and they want to take the car, and you say, all right, these are the parameters we're going to put on you being able to take the car. You've got to be back by this time. You have to have this. You can't have people in the car, you know, whatever those things are. And they come home. And you find out, because you maybe check the odometer, which I have been known to do. and now we would just do fine, friends. But when they would ask for specific extra freedoms, or they felt the curfew was unfair, or they felt that they should be given more video time. I had some kids that really love video games. They should be given more time. I would literally ask them, why? Why are you wanting this? For what purpose? Is there somebody you're trying to connect with? Is there a level you're trying to achieve? Are you afraid you're missing out on something? Tell me why. And then if I give this to you, how do you anticipate managing that freedom? Again, what did I just do? I just put it all back on them. Mm-hmm. And if they mess up, then I can come back and say, you know, we talked about this. And in you said that you were in agreement with XYZ, and I'm so sorry. I really am sorry, and I mean it. I'm really sorry that you didn't manage that well, because that just means you're not ready for that. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull back on that for now, and we'll revisit it in a couple months. When you think that you can handle that specific freedom, or that you are able to be around the certain group of people without it negatively influencing you, then let's have that conversation again. Let's sit down. I talk about this in the book about having family meetings. Children want to be heard. They want to be seen. Mom and dad, they want to know that you hear them, not just the request, but you really hear what's going on in their heart, whether that's a loneliness that they're feeling and they need to feel connected with a peer group, or, you know, a competition type thing where they need to be out doing something that's competitive. So show them the path to achieving what it is they're hoping to acquire.
Yeah.
And then let them shoot for it.
Yeah.
And some of them will hit it. Some will miss it.
Yep. And that's okay.
Apologia Educational Ministries is happy to sponsor this episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Apologia is the number one publisher for homeschooling families, with over 110 number one awards. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA. We are here to help you have the most successful and Christ-centered homeschooling experience possible. We want to affirm your decision to homeschool, encourage and challenge you to take it to the next level, inspire you along the way, and celebrate all the wonderful things you get to experience with your family in this adventure of a lifetime. We have plenty of free and helpful resources that you can access by visiting apologia.com/start. That's apologia.com/start. Apologia, a great place to explore creation.
Okay, we've got time for one more quick question. Okay. And let's see, Christy is asking, what are the tests you recommend middle schoolers to take for finding their strengths and interests? Is there a test for that?
Yeah, there's several, and I'm an assessment wonky. Strengths Explorer is a great one. It's for ages 10 through 14. Okay. It's not the same thing as the former. It used to be called Strength Finders, and now it's called Clifton Strengths. But it's called Strengths Explorer. It's for ages 10 to 14. What I love about that, instead of going to the whole 34 themes, it breaks it into little buckets. Like you seem to have this propensity toward communication or research or, you know, those types of things. And then it helps them to see, this is why I ask so many questions. This is why I'm so inquisitive. This is why I always get in trouble for reading books. I'm hungry for knowledge because I'm a researcher and I'm going to solve cancer, the problem. You know, I'm going to come up with a cure for cancer one day. I love that one. The other one is the five love languages for teenagers. Yeah. We all give and receive love differently. Knowing how your child receives love kind of goes back to seeing through the lens of your child. What you say may not be what they hear, mm-hmm. but when you understand who they are, you're able to speak in a way that they can grasp and lock onto. And they start to feel like, she gets me. There's just nothing better than feeling somebody knows me. Those are two that I highly recommend.
Okay. And then someone's asking, Katie's asking, is there one for high school?
Well, the high school, yes. I like Strengths Quest. It's kind of like a college assessment. I like Strengths Quest. The Myers-Briggs is also a good one. It does help. I am so careful, though, on some of these. Always be with your child when you do it. And for this reason, they may not understand a vocabulary word or the idea of it. They may struggle if you have a certain child who wrestles with insecurity with the whole always, never. Well, I'm not always a never. I'm just going to go like in the middle of the road. Walk them through it and then take the time to explain it well to them. Don't let them self-label, because they could wrongly label themselves and believe something that's not accurate about them for years mm-hmm. until they're into their 20s. And they're going, I'm really not like that.
Yeah.
So be careful of them. A lot of times you can do them. I have a whole book of my kids of different assessments. Use it as an opportunity for you to know them better and to speak possibilities and thoughts to them in a way that they can ingest and it can make sense to them.
Yeah. Connie, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for your wisdom and just for all that you have done to help support the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked and to help support the homeschool community. Okay, so you guys get Parenting Beyond the Rules, Connie's book, and then go to ConnieAlbers.com and you can learn more about Connie. Thank you, Connie, for your wisdom today. And thank you guys for engaging. It's so much fun to see your comments and questions popping up. I hope you've enjoyed my conversation this week with Connie Albers. If you're encouraged by this podcast, please share it with your friends and take a few minutes to leave a review for us on iTunes. This is extremely helpful to us in getting the word out about the podcast. Be sure to join me again on Monday for another great episode that will be sure to cheer you on through your homeschool journey. Until then, have a fantastic day.